and welcome to, what do we call it? The Sit Down Power Bombcast? Yeah. It does not matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
I have no idea what we're doing here, Andy. You hit me up.
I was just going to start bitching and then maybe talk about my favorite matches of the year or something.
All right. shit. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Andy. We talk about wrestling. We throw these onto my loud neighbor's feed once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Here's the downside I found. The RSS feed, for some reason, only goes back 10 episodes.
They're gone.
They're all still on the website. If you go to theloudneighbors.com and scroll through the podcast, you can find them on there. But they're not in the RSS feed anymore, and I gotta fuck with Colin until he tells me why it's like that and then fixes it.
I feel like Colin's not very motivated about any of this.
He's not motivated at all about it.
But is he motivated about anything?
I don't fucking... barbecue. He's motivated about smoking meat.
You know, if there's something, that's pretty good.
Yeah. He's going to be into one
thing. It's useful for friends.
Yeah.
If this was closer to when we went to wrestling, I would yell body slam.
Body slam!
But I feel like the time has passed.
I mean, I think I've yelled it on every podcast since. I came here for a body slam! Body slam! What'd you think of... was that your first independent wrestling show?
It was my first in-person independent wrestling show.
What'd you think? This has been a few weeks now. We went to an indie show.
The actual work was better than I was expecting.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes. The managers were a nice touch.
Yeah.
Production was pretty much what I expected.
Right.
The crowd was the most impressive part.
Dude, they knew everything that was going on.
And they were popping for it.
They were going crazy for it.
Which was shocking compared to a year of clap crowds or no crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
Just seeing these people go nuts for a guy that could be my neighbor.
Yeah, for a dude who's shorter than me, fatter than me, in worse shape than me.
For the culture still is impressing me.
Yeah.
I like the tag team.
We need
more black guys that aren't the New Day.
Yeah,
sorry if you like the New Day, but we need some more black guys that are...
Those guys were great, too.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. Fake Diesel was the worst.
But also very memorable, because you had Fake Diesel versus Fake Stone Cold.
Yeah. And they were both, like, committing all the way to just doing that other guy's entire fucking shtick.
I mean, you can't not commit, right?
I mean, if you're going to be Fake Diesel, you better go all the way.
If you're going
with
to be Cold Stone, you have to be Cold Stone.
Right.
You also have to use the worst version of Stone Cold's theme song to rip on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But to be fair, that guy was also like 5'6" and weighed maybe 130 pounds.
I think I might have been taller than him.
You were definitely taller than him.
I feel like I missed my boat here.
And that guy was skinny. Yeah. Should get in there and shave your head and have a Stone Cold off.
What?
What? Oh, what a ridiculous fucking show that was.
I'm trying to think what else happened.
There was the guy with the eye patch.
Mm. That main event was worked very well for a gimmick, not real match.
Yeah.
Like the way what's the word I'm looking for? The way they banana peeled it.
Yeah.
Protected everybody.
Yeah.
But was slightly believable enough that I wasn't offended.
You believe that Carlito Caribbean Cool lost some fucking fat Viking?
I believe that his ego is big enough that he got himself fouled up enough.
Yeah.
He played into it enough that I'm like, you know what? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. I like the part where he climbed the rope and decided it was too
tall.
It was too tall and he went down because the roof was like right above his head. And he ended up doing an elbow drop, basically, off the mat.
But it was great.
Yeah.
For what it was. It was a decent $20.
Yeah, for sure.
On the subject of independent wrestling.
Yeah.
So I had dinner with my cousin.
Right.
And a PWP guy was walking up to the waiting room.
Oh, no shit.
And apparently they just walk around with their not very good belts draped around their shoulder.
Wait, was there a match going on?
They had a show tonight, I believe.
Okay.
So he's got like his roller suitcase.
Yeah.
And he just has this not good looking belt draped over
his shoulder. It's like a tin plate with an airbrushed
It looks worse than the Pakistani knockoff IWGP belt I got.
Yeah, they're garbage, man.
I'm like, come on, guys.
I mean, you can get on literally any website. Like, they make better looking belts than that for like $150 for people's fucking fantasy football leagues.
And you should have spent the $150.
Yeah. You can get on, what is that, like, pro belts?
Or someone's belts. They're on my Facebook.
Yeah. Well, they're just like, you can get fucking fantasy football. You can get whatever the fuck you want etched into it.
But they didn't.
Instead, you just had somebody airbrush a Phoenix onto a tin plate. Man, it looks like shit. Have a little more self-respect.
My brother was like, I think I could take him.
I'm done.
Which is funny.
I mean.
Which is not good for your wrestling company if my skinny brother, who's never been in a fight, is like, I think I could take him.
I'll tell you one thing. At that entire Magnum Pro thing that we went to, the only guy I thought, oh, I wouldn't fuck with that guy, was the guy with the eye patch who had like the hardcore match. Like, those guys look tough, and For the Culture looked tough.
That was about it on tough.
Everybody else there, I'm like, oh, I would beat this guy in a fight.
The Daniel Bryan-y kind of guy.
Hey, get out of the sink. Sorry, my cat got in the sink.
The Daniel Bryan trying to be guy, I see a little bit of potential in.
Yeah. The thumbs up guy, the one guy who is an actual wrestler, who was returning from being a failed wrestler, I'm assuming.
But he looks like a wrestler.
He looks like a wrestler. He was like, oh, that guy looks like a wrestler.
And the pop for him was impressive.
So, like, so you saw some Phoenix Pro guys just roaming around. Do you remember their names?
No, I didn't ask.
No.
He had the real resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Which is not good for your company.
Maybe he's a heel.
Well, maybe he should interact with me, and maybe if he would have talked some shit, I wouldn't went to his fucking shitty show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why didn't if you saw the guys going around, why didn't you go watch the show and see if it was as good as the Magnum one?
You know, I might have if they would have interacted with me.
Nope. What, did they just shoulder on past you? And
yeah, he was like mad to be there, but not in a fun way.
I'm going to have to Google later and see who the fucking Phoenix Wrestling Pro
I'm like,
champion
could,
is.
You could at least act like you're going to talk some shit or something.
Yeah.
Or not have the belt over your shoulder.
Well, you know, he really wants everybody to know that he's the fucking pretend champion of fighting. I wonder if it was my hero, Mikey Danger.
I hope it is your hero.
Let's Google Fina. So,
this is what you do on a podcast. You Google things.
You've listened to my show. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Well, while you're looking at that, I could bitch about how ratings don't matter all that much.
Yeah, tell us.
'Cause I'm really sick of fans bitching about ratings.
Yeah.
All these shows relatively suck.
Yeah.
You remember that ECW knockoff that WWE did?
Yes.
That had 3.9 million people watching.
Yes, it did.
That's like triple Raw.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, it
triple
is.
AEW, whatever.
Yeah.
So why do we get all uptight about ratings? It's still not popular.
Yeah, but my show's slightly less miserably failing than the other one.
I understand, like looking at it out of interest.
Yeah.
I wonder how this show's doing. But arguing with people on Twitter about my 500,000 people, my show's so much better because my 500,000 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's Omaha.
Right.
No one cares about us.
Because we're pulling in a fraction of what Sunday Night Heat used to pull. Let's pat ourselves on the back.
There should be no patting on the back.
Yeah, if you are getting beat pound for pound by Sunday Night Heat, you should probably just shut the fuck up about ratings.
I don't understand the show pride thing that's happening.
I
understand it literally, but I don't understand
how you get here. People have been mad at Vince for, well, first of all, there are Vince fanboys, so that explains that half of it. But then there are also people who have been mad at Vince since WCW went tits up. And have been desperate for any competition at all to latch on to and pretend like it's good.
And the shows in the last few weeks, I think, have been good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're not pulling 4 million.
I'm going to tell you what, man. I almost watched it 2 weeks ago, the one I was going to come over, but then had to come home and go to bed. I was going to watch that one.
Then you didn't.
And then I remembered that they had a Friday night show I'd have to watch, too.
I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to watch anything.
Let me explain to you how I work, Andy. One day I sit down and I'm like, I'm going to watch Godzilla. I didn't just watch Godzilla, Andy. I hunted down and bought all 30 Japanese Godzilla movies and watched them all. If I'm going to watch wrestling, I have to watch it all. That's why I don't watch wrestling anymore. I can watch one of the things. I have to watch all the things or I might miss something important, and then so I can't watch any of it.
I feel better about myself now because I watch a lot of wrestling, but I still don't feel like I have to watch all of it.
Yeah, I'm broken. I'm a broken person. Is the thing here. Yep, I cannot figure out who the pro wrestling Phoenix champion is.
That's good when your company can't even advertise who the champion is.
Yep.
And also when a 150-pound fucking 24-year-old thinks he can take him.
Yeah. So why are you mad about who's bitching about ratings today?
Oh, everybody on Twitter. Everybody's either talking about Joshi photo books or ratings. Yeah.
I can get on board with one of those things.
Well, everybody is all about one of those things.
Because Joshi photo books sound all right.
I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah. Goddamn.
I'm not a purist. I can admit that I enjoy a photo book.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Oh, there are people who don't, or at least claim they don't.
Really?
Oh, yes.
But why?
I think the argument is that it's subverting the art and sexualizing the girls.
What's wrong with sexualizing the girls?
Well, you know, it's 2021 awesome. And
goddamn, stuff. People are the worst.
People are the worst.
I just don't understand.
But hey, New Japan had the best show of the year that happened to be in America.
Well, that's cool. How was that?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
I like Will Ospreay keeping his belt and declaring that he is still the champion.
Yeah.
I like that angle.
Did he lose and keep the belt? Is that what happened?
He went back to England out of injury, and they stripped him.
Oh. So it's like WWF did that one time in the 90s where they had two intercontinental belts, right? Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels, I believe, had a similar gimmick going on.
Well, his claim is that you had to be out for 6 months before you get stripped.
Yeah.
So he says, I am still champion, and fuck you, and I'm not doing G1.
Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable. I agree with him. Good for him. It's funny.
Lance Archer had a great match.
Yeah. All right.
It was a fun show. I hope these people hang around and we get like a American leg going.
American Japanese wrestling?
Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have crowds? Yes.
Yeah. And oh my God.
Content with a crowd beats any content you do with clappy.
I didn't watch any of Dynamite this week, but I did watch. I found a streamable clip of Jericho's entrance. And, like, the gimmick this week was Jericho wasn't allowed to have his entrance music, but the crowd sang the whole fucking song anyway.
Which was great.
It was awesome.
I liked that whole Dynamite. Yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, you can
Their shows are reminding me of, I don't know, like a 2014 Raw.
Yeah.
Where everything is pretty solid or good, but there still aren't, like, super memorable things happening.
I say that's not like a huge endorsement for me.
No. But let's look at like a 99 Raw where there could be a lot of goofy crap happening.
Yeah.
But then Undertaker's about to sacrifice somebody and Stone Cold comes out.
Yeah.
And that 30 second pop makes the whole 2 hours.
Fuck yeah, it does.
There's nothing on Dynamite like that for me.
Yeah.
That's really...
I mean, how could there be?
Well, you need to... Someone needs to be on fire for...
I mean, here's a couple things. One, the Undertaker's next level. So that's not even a fair comparison. But even like, there is nobody in wrestling today that just has that kind of cult of personality of like,
I would disagree. There might be one person who might have that cult of personality.
I mean, Jericho, I guess. Yeah,
I was hoping you would say somebody else since you were talking about cult of personality, but.
Oh, CM Punk?
I think there is a chance if CM Punk is actually going to come back that he could light a fire.
Well, 100%. But I'm saying in wrestling today because he's not in. He hasn't been in wrestling since
whenever he left.
What WrestleMania are we on? 37, and he left just before 30, so almost a decade.
Yeah, probably.
At least half a decade.
I'm just saying, of all the hints that they're leaving for about him, if he doesn't come, I'm going to be pissed.
If that really happens, the fucking. People are going to actually care about ratings again because they might matter. Ratings might become a thing because AEW might have a couple.
Pop, if they could pop like two something and actually
dominate
the cable, whatever,
it'd be interesting. Yeah.
But when you're both arguing over who's fucking between fifth and tenth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
hey, we were number one on Monday nights for cable television for this demographic.
I'm not interested in that. Beyond the notation of, okay, so you're growing or not.
Yeah.
You got beat by Tucker Carlson.
Right.
I'm not.
Fuck, is that true?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
When you're getting beat by cable news, let's not.
Not even good. If you're getting beat by fucking Fox and Friends, what are you doing?
I mean, I guarantee I could go through and look in the past to see they've definitely gotten beaten by Fox News.
Oh my God, that might be the funniest thing that anybody's ever said on my podcast.
You're getting beat by Tucker Carlson, you're not popular.
Fuck,
I'm sorry.
I mean, the motherfucker can cut a promo, though.
He can.
So, I get it. I get why you would watch Tucker Carlson instead of wrestling if you're just looking for someone to talk shit.
This is why I'm not talking shit on the Twitter about being popular.
Yeah.
Because we're not popular.
Yeah.
We're all still nerds. I'm sorry.
Holy fuck.
More people are watching Fox News than wrestling at the moment. I'm sorry.
Goddamn. I'm glad I was around watching wrestling when... Like, it was a household, when it was appointment viewing for millions of people.
It would be interesting to see how my fandom would be different if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Would I have, I was watching sparingly.
Right.
But if that era doesn't happen, do I really start watching?
Probably not. I mean... The only reason I started watching is because the first time that happened in the late 80s, I happened to be 9 years old when the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan fought, you know? The last time it was just...
No, I don't, because I don't think I was a... No, I was probably alive.
You were alive, but you'd have been like three. But, like, it was the cultural zeitgeist the same way from 1988 to 1992.
Rock and wrestling on the Saturday cartoons and shit.
Right, right. Which I did definitely used to watch. It was not good, but I watched it.
But there was a zeitgeist, like, every kid in school had a WWE shirt.
Yeah, yes.
So it was like, you could come in and just talk about wrestling and not be a nerd.
Right, exactly. Everybody knew who Hulk Hogan was in 1990. Everybody knew who The Rock and Stone Cold were in 2000, in 1999.
Like, even... I remember even adults being kayfabed back into being like, I don't know, but that Stone Cold guy.
He's pretty tough. He's going to kick the shit out of Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to beat the shit out of The Undertaker.
I'm like, wait, you're telling me it's fake, but you're also working yourself back into this?
I'm real glad he punched his boss in the face. Bro, who couldn't identify with that? That's kind of my point.
I'm not arguing with identifying with it. I'm just impressed with. Here's
the thing about wrestling. Everybody wants to be worked. Everybody who's watching wrestling wants to be worked.
That's true.
You don't watch wrestling if you don't want to be worked. And even more than that, people who don't watch wrestling...
Want to be worked the most?
They are worked the most because they think they're geniuses
for figuring out that it's a work,
which means they're not sure. Anybody who's out fucking bragging about how smart they are because they know wrestling is fake isn't totally convinced it's fake because they're fucking retards.
I like how you went there.
I'm sorry, because they're specially abled.
I think we can apply this to a lot of things in life, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
But it is impressive.
But
you know it's fake, right? Well, no shit.
But the amount of people
Why would someone agree to wrestle inside this stupid cyclone fence thing in a real situation? And why would you climb to the top of it?
You don't see that same person patting themselves on the back for knowing that the Avengers or that Game of Thrones are fake because they don't believe it's real. But they do pat themselves on the back for knowing wrestling is fake because they don't know wrestling is fake. That's kind of my point.
It is a good point.
Yeah.
Like, if you feel the need to keep saying it's fake, are you trying to work yourself?
Yeah. You think it's real. You think, you're an idiot. Got it.
Like, clearly this is fake, right?
Right. Like, I mean, nobody thinks that
have you ever
a fucking,
seen a real fight like this?
Nobody thinks a zombie wizard is casting lightning bolt spells out of the screen.
Well, let's not go too far. I've had a lot of family say some weird things in the past couple of weeks.
Nobody thinks fucking Pee Wee Herman kids show host is suddenly possessed by the fucking Joker to, I don't know, do whatever it is the fiend does.
Yeah, well, we can't, we don't know about him anymore because he got fired.
Did he?
Yeah, remember Bray Wyatt got fired?
Yeah, but did he?
We don't know. And I'm not watching WWE, so.
Yeah.
I have my limits.
That's fair. I didn't even take SummerSlam off this weekend, so
I don't know if I'm gonna have SummerSlam.
If you've I don't know. I'm mandated today or tomorrow.
Why?
Why? That's a good because we're desperately understaffed
good point.
And we're hemorrhaging people.
No way. No way. Does a mismanaged place hemorrhaging people?
Yeah. That's a whole thing we need to get into. You got a script over there, man. What does your script say?
Well, I made 25 of my favorite matches.
All right.
I don't know if I want to go through all 25.
You can skip anything with Japanese women in it, and two listeners will be happy.
You know, let me see how many matches that would be.
24.
One.
Goddamn. Pick out, just pick some out at random. Just start at 25 and let me know the first
25.
One.
25, Mox versus Kenta for the IWGP belt on Dynamite.
Did I watch that one?
I don't remember if you did.
I don't think I did. Kenta is,
Oh, no, that wasn't on Dynamite. That was on New Japan Strong. But I believe they also fought on Dynamite.
He fought somebody on Dynamite. I don't think he fought Kenta.
Kenta was on Dynamite.
He was on Dynamite. I think he came out on Dynamite and fucking kicked the shit out of him, but then they set up the match for somewhere else. He fought somebody else on some other Japanese guy, some Japanese old-timer on Dynamite. Did Kenta win?
No.
Mox beat
maintained
Kenta.
There, and then Lancer beat Mox.
Yeah.
And then Archer lost it on the pay-per-view.
Did he?
He lost it to Hiroshi Tanahashi.
All right.
So I'm interested to see if they take the belt back to Japan, or if he stays here and defends it here, and they try to make a little territory out of
the U.S.
America.
Title.
Why not?
That makes sense.
You have a U.S. show.
You got a U.S. show. You got a U.S. title.
You're running U.S. shows and arenas.
Yeah.
Why don't you have one of your biggest guys?
That makes sense.
Now, will they do that? Because it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And we know wrestling companies don't like to make sense.
I never got into Kenta.
I didn't watch him before NXT.
Right.
I didn't watch his, was it Noah or Dragon Gate? I don't remember which one it was. And his New Japan stuff, I'm kind of,
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt about him in NXT. Like, I get that a lot of guys don't translate to NXT real well from Japan, but...
Before he got injured, I was into him. But yeah. Once he got injured, it was just stalled out.
That's fair. I don't know. He just never did nothing for me.
I like the finisher.
I don't like the go to sleep.
Because it actually breaks people's noses all the time. Because it's hard to control.
It definitely looks like it actually hurts.
But I think it does actually hurt.
It also... everybody who does it's a little guy. And the setup is like fucking squatting people. And so everybody who's doing it are trying to do this move to people who are like twice their size, and they look like they're fumbling them, and they look, it looks like shit.
I think I like the move because it looks like
because
shit.
It looks like shit. That's
which
fair.
Is a dangerous road.
Yeah.
That you need to not travel very often.
Right.
But every once in a while.
You just like a move that looks like shit.
Every once in a while, I like it to kind of look shitty.
That's fair.
Not the whole thing.
Right. I get it. I don't know, man. I didn't like it when CM Punk does it. I don't like the go to sleep. I don't think it looks good. For people who don't watch wrestling, the go to sleep is essentially you throw a guy up on your shoulders like a sandbag, and then you throw him up over your head and knee him in the face as they're falling down.
Now, the key is you're not supposed to actually knee them in the face.
But it's almost impossible not to. So it's like 9 times out of 10, they're literally just fucking smashing a dude's nose into their fucking knee.
That or you have to... pull it so bad that it looks like
shit. Yeah.
So you're kind of, it's a move where you stick yourself in a position of hard weighing someone yeah. or looking like shit.
Every time it connects, it looks like it hurts like a motherfucker. I'll give it that.
Let's pull another one.
All right.
Kenny Omega versus Rey Fénix from Dynamite earlier in the year.
All right.
The one, I'm not a big Lucha guy.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
Yeah. Rey Fénix is
but
fucking good,
but they pulled out a
though.
Good fucking match.
I like Rey Fénix a lot. For flippy guys, there's some about him that works for me.
I just don't want to like him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I want his brother to do deathmatch crap.
All right. Yeah. I get it.
And Death Triangle is the most inconsistent thing in the world.
Bro, if they would just be if Pac would just get his shit together and decide if he wants to be in AEW or not, I don't understand what the fuck he's doing.
Well, he's going to apparently be at the pay-per-view, and they are a triangle again.
Oh, all right.
At least this week they were.
Yeah.
Maybe next week they'll be back to being a line. I don't know.
Or a square or a fucking rhombus. Because sometimes there's like that extra guy in there. Sometimes there's that other Lucha guy in there.
Yeah,
sometimes there's that other white guy in there.
You know, they got you gotta make a triangle.
It's fucking all over the place, man. Sometimes fucking Penta El Cerro Muerto just doesn't show up.
I mean... I might not show up to a lot of these things.
Like, I get Pac not showing up because half the time I think he's in contract disputes with Tony Khan because he's a fucking smug prick.
That's the beauty of Pac, though.
Yeah. It makes sense. He's an asshole. But then, like, for a while when Death Triangle was just Pac and Rey Fénix and like, and Penta was the one gone, I'm like what the fuck is going on?
Where's the other guy? You're not a triangle.
Yeah. And then it was... out of nowhere, it was Rey Fénix and that other Lucha guy, and Pac and Penta were both gone. And I'm like, what is... And then Penta came back, and Pac was gone, and it was the three Lucha dudes, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Are they explaining any of this? No,
no.
They're just...
Maybe
okay.
Maybe online, I don't know. Not on the product.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
Walter versus Ciampa.
Yeah.
From Stand and Deliver.
I might have watched. I don't think I did, but I kind of should because I fucking love... Look, Tommaso Ciampa is amazing. I love Ciampa. He's great. And I fucking love Walter. I think if Walter was wrestling anywhere other than fucking NXT UK, he would be your favorite wrestler.
Well, guess what?
What?
He's in NXT UK and I'm not watching it.
Yeah. It sucks. Because Walter is the most, like, fucking old school 70s style, just I'm going to beat the shit out of guys fucking old school wrestler in wrestling today, man.
Yep. But unfortunately, he booked himself onto NXT UK. Like, he might be making a ton of money, though. So.
Yeah. Like, he's not a super cut, just but big. He's just a big fucking German.
He just looks like a big German.
Yeah, he's just a big sack of shit German.
Like, you could tell he lifts weights.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care at all about looking good.
Yeah, but
he just wants to beat your ass.
It's functional lifting weights, not fucking, he's not cutting. He's never cutting. He's just lifting.
It's just lifting and chops. Yeah. That's it.
So he just fucking just does knife edge chops to fucking, he just chops the shit out of people and then beats them up. And he's fucking great. Man, I wish Walter was in NXT. Or, I mean, AEW. No. Imagine Walter in AEW.
Yeah, it'd be great. Fuck. Imagine him anywhere that isn't controlled by Vince.
Ah, man.
Who I don't know why he doesn't love.
Right?
Besides, he's not cut.
Right? Because Vince has fucking lost it, man.
Well, he still has money, so.
I can't wait for somebody to buy WWE.
I don't even want to wish that because it could get worse somehow.
Yeah, but if it gets worse, it'll just go tits up and then AEW will become number one, or somebody else will start something to compete with AEW, and all those guys can go wrestle and do interesting things once Disney fumbles fucking WWE.
That's one of two WWE matches on here.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Number 15, Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks at WrestleMania.
Fuck, that match was so good. That match was a good. Bianca Belair whipping the shit out of her with her hair.
I think that's the only part of Night 1 I remember.
Oh my, it's the only part of WrestleMania I remember.
Well, wasn't a great.
It was, yeah. That match, though, was fucking dope, man. Those girls put on one hell of a show. I should go rewatch that. That was a good fucking match.
I mean, it's the only thing to rewatch from the whole two
nights.
Man,
when she fucking whipped her and like just left that fucking welt across her belly with her fucking hair. Goddamn. That shit was so loud. Just whack. Man, that was good. That was a good match.
I appreciated her appreciation for a crowd being there.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that moment of losing character, or even if it isn't losing character.
Right.
I like that feedback, though.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like not a complete loser for watching the show.
Yes.
You know you are, because it only has 1.5 million viewers.
And yeah. Ow, fucker.
Sorry. Your cat is a dick.
My cat is biting me.
Let's see. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa. And the lights out match.
Was that the one where she got color? I never watched that for some reason.
I think you did. I think we watched it together.
Did we? Did we end up watching it? Did I come over and you're like, no, you got to finally watch
this. I think
this.
I made you watch it.
I think that did happen. Did I fall asleep?
You did not.
I fall asleep a lot when I come over to your house and watch wrestling.
You were awake for this.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Britt Baker is
the best character. Other than Hangman, the best character that they've made.
Yeah, yeah, and MJF.
And MJF.
Yes, but like, especially from her starting when like she was bad.
The thing that she was worse at is what she's best at now.
The best at now, yeah, it's crazy. Weirdly enough, of all the people I want to see go to AEW, I would love to see her go to WWF and be in a good women's division. Because WWE sucks, except for their women's division is decent. And decent is such a huge fucking step up above AEW's
10 minutes on a show.
Women's division. Like, AEW's women's division is like,
the problem is they don't even put them on the TV.
Right. Right. Fucking Hikaru Shida was their fucking champion for a year and was on maybe two Dynamites in that entire fucking year.
It felt like you never saw her.
Right. It's fucking embarrassing. Like, at least Britt Baker is the champ and gets on TV.
Yes.
So they made that much progress, but then...
But it's still like a baby step in comparison of... You could give them a half hour.
Right. You could have... Maybe instead of having 10 fucking six-man tag matches on every episode of Dynamite, you have a couple women's matches.
Maybe.
Maybe you do that. But maybe you don't fucking relegate the women's matches all the fucking AEW Dark Devil of a
Dark Elevator?
Dark Elevation. Just fucking. I don't know. They just keep stacking names on top of their shows and it's fucking stupid.
That's what you do in wrestling now, I guess. Is you just add names to your. This is AEW Dark Elevator. Yeah. After dark.
Yeah. Dark Elevation after dark. Fuck.
Actually, they should use that. That'd be funny.
What is their new show called? Rampage? AEW, but it's still called like Dynamite Rampage, right?
It might be.
It's like AEW Dynamite Rampage.
You know what I like about the new show?
What?
It's an hour long, so after you take the commercials out, it's like 45 minutes.
That's fair.
And at least the first one, they just had matches.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? This is pretty solid. Boom, boom, boom. All right, we're done.
They let Christian take a belt off of...
Yep.
Explain to me something. Christian's the number one contender for the AEW title. Yes, why did he fight for the TNA title?
Because he had a conversation with Tony Khan and Scott D'Amore.
Who?
Scott D'Amore is the TNA guy, Impact guy. Whatever.
Okay.
The reason was because they did it.
So they had, all right.
That's the reason, because they did.
So is he on TNA now?
He will be defending the belt on that program. I don't know if he's on weekly, and I'm not going to watch it.
What? So was this the deal?
I think the deal was to get Christian Cage to be on Impact.
Yeah, I was going to say, was this the the Jackal's master plan for doing all this crossover shit was to get Christian onto Impact?
Maybe it brings some people. I don't know. He has a history there, at least.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to watch Impact.
No.
So.
Never. I'm never going to watch Impact. I've watched like 3 episodes of TNA ever.
Hey, he still has his AAA belt thanks to Ric Flair. Yeah. Well, not thanks to Ric Flair or however the hell that worked out.
Yeah, sure. You know the belt that matters. The AAA belt.
Hey, he's got 3 belts still. Or 2.
He's got 2.
2.
Yeah. He lost 2.
Yeah, because Impact has two belts.
Yeah. For no fucking reason at all.
I mean, there might be a reason, but I'm not going to watch Impact to find out.
It's because there's the TNA belt and the Impact belt, or maybe it's the Impact belt and the GFW belt, because Impact has no fucking identity.
Can we just blame...
And they've been 3 different promotions now, and they don't know what the fuck to do with that.
Can we just blame Double J?
No, we can blame the Jackal, though, because he's a fucking idiot who clearly doesn't care about his own show since he's spending all of his time being a manager on his competitor's show.
I mean, which one would you rather do?
Yeah, that's fair. I would also rather be on the show that has ratings.
Has ratings.
I mean, this is very like when Paul Heyman was fucking doing manager shit on WWE while still technically running ECW all over again.
Hmm. Fair point.
Yeah. And how did that work out for ECW?
Not well.
Not well. It turns out the whole time Paul Heyman was just bleeding them dry and then bankrupted the company and sold it to Vince McMahon for like $3.
I mean, he got a job.
He got a job. Him and Rob Van Dam got jobs.
Taz got to commentate.
Oh, man. What a sad story Taz is. All right.
Let's see. Number 5, Will Ospreay versus Zack Sabre Jr. from the New Japan Cup.
All right.
So that was a great match, full of callbacks.
Yeah.
And them being eternal rivals.
People really like Will Ospreay.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Is it the flippy shit, or is it his British accent, or is it...
He's the one with the blonde hair, right?
Yes.
I think it's his stupid blonde hair. I don't know, man.
So he needs to not make faces and not have stupid blonde hair.
I think that's my problem with everybody who's big in Japan is the stupid faces. They all just do stupid faces. Instead of like having charisma or a personality or promo chops, they just like, they make these faces like they're having strokes.
I mean, he might be having a stroke.
But they all do
it. He needed some downtime. Maybe he had a stroke.
Like he does it. I mean,
there's a lot of work combining those belts so that they're ugly as fuck.
what's his name does it.
Shinsuke
Nakamura does it the worst. Fucking Kenny Omega does it. Like, all big Japanese. It's like just a Japanese wrestling thing that I don't understand, and it's dumb. It's bad, and they should stop it.
You know, I only care because it bothers you.
That it should bother you too.
Doesn't bother me at
all. You should want better of these fucking guys.
They already give me better than pretty much anything I'm seeing.
All right.
I just need them to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
I like the depression in your voice.
Andy, you know wrestling's fake, right?
Yeah, they can still hit each other a little bit, though.
Fuck. I hate all their stupid stroke faces. It's dumb.
Hey, I could talk about how Maki Ito won the Princess Cup.
All right, tell me about what is a Princess Cup.
It's a... what is it? 8-person? Whatever.
It's a tournament.
It's a tournament, and the winner gets a challenge for the Princess of Princess title.
The Princess of Princess?
Yes.
Fuck, I love Japan sometimes. They're so dumb.
You don't like the Princess of Princess title name?
I do. It makes no sense at all. I'm the Princess of Princess.
The most princess of the princesses.
All right, I get it.
I mean it. I'm not...
Nobody gets it.
I'm actually just trying to get you to hate it more by keep saying it.
No, I'm all in on weird Japanese fucking naming
use
things.
Use of English?
Yeah. Happy fun time, you know. Fucking Japan, man. They're wild. They don't know English, but they love using it in wrong ways.
And if she doesn't win that title, I'm never going to watch this show again.
Well, that's a lie.
I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, you're never going to stop watching Maki Ito because you're a fucking simp.
That's true. These are factual statements. I kind of want to buy that shirt.
Yeah, she's great. Maki Ito, for people who don't know and haven't listened to the previous episodes, is a failed pop star whose gimmick is that she doesn't realize she's a failed pop star. So she sings badly and dances badly and calls everybody simps. And if you cheer for her, you are a simp. And if you don't cheer for her, I imagine you're still a simp.
Yeah, you're still a simp.
And she just shits on everybody, whether they like her or not. Kind of especially if they like her.
Yeah, but that's a charm.
It's very entertaining. She's a very entertaining wrestler.
But I do think now is the time. You had her win the tournament.
Why wouldn't you?
Let's sell some merch.
I mean, she's on fire. She's selling fucking merchandise. She got a huge pop when she came over to America and did her stint on AEW.
I was surprised how many people bought in on America. From the American side.
Yeah.
Because I know all these people are not watching.
No, I'm not watching Joshi, but she has charisma like a motherfucker, and she has a gimmick that she commits all the way to, and you cannot help but fucking be entertained by... So there's a whole ass match going on in the ring, and she's just standing up at the top of the ramp, singing this Japanese pop song and doing an awful fucking dance while a match is going on, this is her time to sing, goddammit. She's getting
that was
her
the
in.
Most entertaining part of this whole match was her not being in the match and singing.
Yeah, so that's funny as fuck. I'm getting my song in. I don't give a shit if my tag partner's getting the shit kicked out of her. I got things to do out here. Shouldn't have started the match without me.
Talking about ratings, she was the top of Pro Wrestling Tees, if we're going to talk about ratings.
That doesn't surprise me.
So,
she also has good shirts.
Merchandise, making proper merchandise and pimping it out works.
Look, the NWO, D-Generation X, Stone Cold Steve Austin... They were all very entertaining things in their own right, but they also had really good shirts, and that helps.
It makes a zeitgeist out of this.
Yeah.
People see an NWO shirt and they're like, what's an NWO?
Yeah. It turns a thing like that you're watching on TV into a thing that everybody knows because they've seen it at the mall or the grocery store or, you know.
Everybody's seen the Smoking Skull.
Right.
And they're like, oh, that's that Steve Austin guy.
Right. Like, nobody watches Japanese wrestling, but everybody has seen that fucking Bullet Club shirt.
Even at the IHOP.
even at the IHOP the
other
day.
And I wasn't wearing it.
Yeah. Exactly. Fuck. I forgot that there was a whole fucking group of neckbeards there, and one of them was in a Bullet Club shirt. But yeah, man, I've never watched a match with I've never seen, I guess I may have seen one actual Bullet Club something.
I'm pretty sure you've seen at least one.
But the amount of Bullet Club's shirts I've seen in the wild is fucking crazy. Like, I've seen them everywhere. Not quite as ubiquitous as NWO or Austin shirts in the 90s, but definitely the most common wrestling shirt I've seen over the past 10 years.
For a foreign wrestling company.
Yeah, for a Japanese wrestling company, the amount of that shirt I see just in general is fucking crazy.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not talking about LA or New York where there's a huge population of displaced Japanese people.
Yeah, we're a big wrestling town, though, so that helps.
Yeah, but are we a big Japanese wrestling town?
Bro, look at yourself. Wrestling fans are wrestling fans. They follow the wrestling wherever it leads. I mean, fuck, man. We went to a Magnum Pro show, and everybody there knew everybody there's fucking gimmicks and chants, and so, yeah.
I was surprised how much WWE merch I saw, though.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always going to be number one. You're not going to ever go to any wrestling show and not see a Roman Reigns shirt, homie.
It hurts me inside every time I see it.
What are you going to do?
I just want to know, do you actually like Roman? I only hear complaints about WWE.
Yeah.
That are people shitting on AEW, but also not defending WWE because you know the show sucks.
As far as, from what I understand, not having watched any WWE at all since WrestleMania, even though the entire show sucks, the parts with Roman Reigns are great.
All I've heard is the same exact story every week.
Yeah, but wrestling
could be positive or negative.
Wrestling has been the same exact story every week since like 1963. What are you gonna do, man? There's only one story to tell. These guys hate each other and they're gonna fight.
Do.
Is there?
Yeah, you could put people of charisma in there and.
Well, I mean, could you?
Yeah, you could.
Or we could just write them off TV for months on end.
Or
and
we
then
could just have
Goldberg
them. Come out for the 15th time.
You know, speaking of wrestling news in the WWE, they finally fucking Keith Lee came out and said where he's been, which is apparently dying of COVID.
You know, that's not good.
No, I'm glad he's doing better.
I'm glad he's not dead.
Yeah, that would have been fucking. Man,
I
Brody Lee and
him.
Keith Lee, all the Lee brothers dead in the same year. Oh, would have been fucking heartbreaking.
And now I want them to fire him.
I don't. I want them to put the fucking belt on him.
Well, what if they don't do that? Then can they fire him?
Where is he going to go?
You know where.
Japan?
Well, actually, I didn't even think of that, but okay.
He can't go to AEW. There's too many other guys WWE just fired going over to AEW. There's only, even though AEW now has 7 hours of wrestling a week to fill, there's only so many fucking, look, Dynamite's only 2 hours long. So
I can
you
do
only
a
got,
lot in 2 hours.
You can only got 2 hours to cram in all of these fucking third-rate WWE guys who got fired.
We could have one less Young Bucks match a week. And add Keith Lee in.
If you're willing to give up the Young Bucks, thank you. I agree. Fuck, they suck.
I just want Keith Lee to be great. I want him to be allowed to be great.
I agree. I agree with that completely.
And I'm afraid Vince is never going to allow him to be great.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a very fair assessment, in my opinion.
I'm trying to think what else is going on in wrestling. Stardom got COVID-ed, canceled for 2 weeks. That made me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to finish this goddamn tournament.
Well, you're never going to.
No, it'll get finished.
COVID's going to just keep on happening.
They'll just be in front of no one.
People are going to die of COVID, but at least they got vaccinated. Imagine how much worse it would have been if that guy didn't get vaccinated.
That's a great callback.
It's a real thing that's a real thing that happened this week.
That was a quote that happened.
That's a thing that happened this week.
There's no more men in my top five, so.
Yeah. All right. Just let's hear your top five. Or whatever you want to tell me of it.
There's Ospreay and Zack Sabre. Yeah. Tsukasa Fujimoto versus Mayu Kiki.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
No idea.
You
want to
watch that?
No.
We can go watch it.
No, I'm good.
Tsukasa Fujimoto again versus Tsukushi.
All right. Are these men or women?
These are all women.
Okay.
It was my list, goddammit.
All right, that's fair.
Utami versus Shuri for the red belt at Tokyo Dream Cinderella.
Yeah.
Because Stardom needs to put Cinderella in everything.
Right. Well, either princess or Cinderella.
Yeah, you gotta have a gimmick.
Hey. Hey! Fuck off.
It's Princess Cinderella or Ribbon. So yeah. You choose your pick of which one of those.
Ribbon. I want to go with ribbons.
Ice Ribbon has ribbons.
Is there a tiara they ever fight for? Does the princess get a crown?
You don't, but if you win the Cinderella Cup, you get a tiara.
Okay, good. As long as somebody gets a tiara.
Yeah, if you win the Cinderella tournament, you get a tiara and a dress.
All right. As long as somebody gets a tiara, we're good.
And number one still, Tam Nakano versus Julia and the hair versus hair match.
Yeah, all right. I get it. I think that one you made me watch.
Yes.
And it was good. I got it. Like, even not having all the history behind it, I got, they told the story, they showed the emotion in the match that I like, oh, I get it. I get what's going on here. Just watching this match. It was like a couple years ago when Tommaso Ciampa fought Johnny Gargano. Like, I hadn't been watching NXT. I hadn't seen the year-long buildup. But they did such a good job telling the story in that match that, like, by the end of it, I'm like, holy shit, I'm all in on this feud. I understand this storyline. Fuck this Tommaso Ciampa guy. What a prick. I'm glad he got powerbombed onto the, or whatever, whoever the bad guy was in that one. I think it was Ciampa.
I mean, he was a good guy in my heart.
They've been flipping. Those two have flipped back and forth so many times over the past year that I cannot keep straight which one was the good guy and bad guy at any particular time.
I think now no one is because NXT's lost a shit in the show? Water.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
What are you going to do?
Maybe Vince will just...
Die?
Maybe he'll die. And maybe NXT will just go back to being developmental.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
They already removed it from competition with AEW.
Well, they also fired half the fucking roster.
Well, their edict is what? You have to be under 30 and over 6'4 now? Where are you going to find those guys?
Is that really a thing?
I'm not sure if that's 100% a real thing.
Or is that just a Meltzer thing?
It's gone beyond Meltzer, so it might be a real...
Right on.
It would be in character.
Yes, it would.
But that would, like, give you, like, washed-out basketball players and washed-out football players.
So Vince is bread and butter.
Yeah, how many of those guys have worked in the past 15 years?
That one guy that's with AJ Styles.
There you go. The AJ Styles is lackey.
Yeah. And I guess Shaq did an Undertaker disappearing bit.
He did.
That was pretty cool.
Which I didn't explain. But I did see him on the Papa John's commercial, so we know where he is.
Oh, right. But he's definitely not under 30.
So, with this recipe, we've gotten AJ's lackey.
Yeah.
It was a good recipe.
Yep. Good job. Nailed it.
Good job, NXT. We're developing stars.
You got anything else?
Eh, no.
All right. Well, that has been this episode of This Wrestling Podcast. Thanks for listening.